Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about a mushroom print, what shadow people truly are, and walking in on your brother in the bathroom. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hello, Jennifer.
Michael DeMauro.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, boys. How are we feeling on this second day of daylight stupid savings time?
I didn't know.
I was so furious. Long. I'm like, I thought we were over this.
Yeah, Jennifer and I went to a party the night before.
Yeah.
And we had a few drinks and puff puffs, if you know what I'm saying. And so we slept in all hungover. And then I looked at my phone. I was like, Jesus
fucking
Christ.
12:30.
And I was like, let's go. But then, I mean.
But then it was like our whole day was like gone. It was so depressing.
I mean, waking up at 11:30 is embarrassing. 12:30
is really bad, though. As long as I make it before noon, I don't feel. But if it's like afternoon, I'm like, I might as well just kill myself.
I'm good.
I mean, like, the sun doesn't change with the time. Like, I can get up earlier if I want more sunlight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the world is made for all these morning people out here. And just, like, let me just do my thing, okay?
This is the one we like, right?
This is the bad one. This is the one where it's later than it feels like.
No, this is the one that they would stick with forever.
Yeah, because it's like lighter.
I don't care when it just needs to stay.
The problem is, it's the switching back and forth.
Isn't it theoretically this is the last time it's going to happen? I know that makes
sense. I don't really think 4 years ago.
I don't believe in anything anymore. Our government can't do anything, much less change daylight savings.
Yeah, I want the one where it's not – I want this one because it's for us it's 6:40 and it's light out. And I like that.
See, this is where I know I'm controversial because I'm like, I don't care if it's dark when I'm done with work. Like,
go to an office, like coming home in the dark was depressing.
Yeah. Very depressing. Driving home in the dark is very
And people are like,
depressing.
Well, going to work in the dark is depressing. It's like, but you're going to work. It's depressing.
Yeah, it's already
depressing. You're going to be depressed.
It's depressing.
I kind of felt like I was equal amount depressed, whether it was light or dark outside. But that might have had more to do with my own job when I was commuting.
That if I didn't have a microwave, that I wouldn't have. I would have been fully on it. Like this, I would be like, what do you mean? Like right now.
I was tired. Cool.
Right now, I would have been like, what do you mean daylight savings? Because
your dogs would be like yelling at you. Like, no, you have another hour.
That reminds me, my microwave and oven are probably wrong right now.
Our microwave is currently wrong. Our car is probably wrong too.
Yeah. Funny. Yeah. I'll deal with that later.
That's an April thing.
I'm thinking about it now.
I'm
thinking about my microwave and it's anxiety.
Should we all go check? Just kidding. No, don't do that.
After we get done recording, let's all go fix our microwaves, okay?
Okay. And that goes for everybody.
And if you're listening at home and you still haven't fixed it, for sure, go fix your microwave right now. Just do it.
So, Tim, are you going to do a live taste test of some thick water tonight?
Oh, man. Sorry.
Nick
bought me the water thickener. I forgot. Shit.
I mean, you're home. We're in the other room, right?
We're recording. It would take too long.
Oh, we've got editors and stuff.
I mean, I gotta play magic after this. I'm already bumping up against it. And I did just kind of go, in my mouth thinking of the thick water.
Yeah. Honestly, the thing is, I physically do not think I would be able to drink the thick water. I think it would make me grow up
like
immediately.
Water is just thick.
I don't know what the problem. It's not the taste. It's the taste.
Thick, or is it knife and fork thick?
I think if I guess you add more, you it will be spoon thick.
Yeah. I looked at what the ingredients were, and it is mostly cornstarch, which makes sense.
Is it cornstarch
sweet? I think there was some sort of a sucrose, something gross.
Ooh, sweet.
So sweet and cornstarch.
Unsweetened.
It might
diet
be like
thick water.
Yeah, it might be like a fake. I don't know. It definitely had a lot. It definitely had cornstarch in it.
Okay, Nick, I'll do it later.
Take a shot.
I'm not
taking a shot.
Wendy's Coca-Cola.
A shot could choke you to death.
Yeah.
You shouldn't take a shot.
What if I put too much? It's just a fucking cement.
So wait, you're going to
be like throwing it back and it'll slowly go.
I guess I meant more like just do a shot amount. You don't need to do a whole glass
I
of
want
it.
If, but if you do only do a shot amount, I want it to be like snot consistency.
I want you to just take a spoonful of the dry powder and just like do that
like the cinnamon challenge from a couple years ago.
Oh my god, what would I do? I'd turn my tongue wet.
Everything's mouth will just like completely fuse together.
Hey Jennifer, I got a thick mouth though.
Hey Jennifer, it looks like it is fucking eight Slimer's pussy.
That sounds gross.
How dare you say that about Slimer?
I wasn't talking about Slimer's pussy. That's fine. It's natural. I was talking about the water thing.
Yeah, I mean.
I would never disrespect Slimer's pussy.
The funny thing is that Jennifer gave it a home in her home. And it's in a prominent spot to me. And I'm like, this is going to live here forever. And I'm going to have to figure out where to put the cat food.
It's where the cat food is. It felt like it should go there.
We have fun, don't we, folks?
We have so many strange items in our home.
Nick, I did just throw away the fucking dirty-ass candy you bought us like a year, the 2 years ago. Yeah,
that was not good.
I feel like Jennifer like yelled at me when I was doing it. I think you tried to stop me, and I was like,
"What about when we have guests?
What if someone's grandma's coming and they want their candy?
They
want
to look at an unopened bag from 2001.
We need like a crystal dish for that. I think.
I think it's where she had it.
Yeah, it was in there,
but unopened.
It was decorative.
If you put it in a crystal dish, people will be like, "Is this potpourri or candy? I'm not going to gamble on it."
Right? Exactly.
Or I am. And then our cats are just
fucking. I ate that candy and it was good.
Okay.
It was minty.
Okay.
It was a lot. I mean,
I thought you said it was bad.
I mean, I love a grandma candy.
Oh, it was bad. But we don't have candy.
Yeah, I lied.
But it was bad for candy, like on the candy scale. Continuum. But like candy's still better than most foods.
Like it felt more medicinal than candy.
Yeah, it was like I don't have any other candy, so I guess I'll eat this crap.
Better than all foods.
Okay.
I don't know.
What about bad candy, though?
On the scale of goodness.
The worst candy is better than the best food.
Michael, what are you saying? That can't be true. You're saying that grandma candy's better than a pizza?
My man, Michael, would be like, no, pizza. Wow. You steak. I got my neck away from
Michael's like, where are my weird little peanut butter candies in the orange?
Wait, Michael, I can't help but notice you have your little shoes. Come to a little curl in the front, and they have bells.
If you could see our video feed right now, I am licking a massive lollipop.
It's too big.
The size of my head.
Yeah.
You are elf maxing to the extreme.
Yeah, that is elf maxing to only little candy.
Oh, shit. Speaking of.
Oh, boy.
Should Michael read the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to read the first one. Am I the asshole if I refuse to wear thicker yoga pants to cover my... I want to say mushroom emoji print.
Yep, that's
it's
it.
A mushroom emoji
print.
Am I an asshole if I refuse to cover my dick? I would say you're the opposite. If you cover it, that's rude. Let it shine.
Because it could be a dick.
It is a dick.
I attend a hot yoga class in the mornings, and I've always worn the same style of yoga pants. They're these thin gray ones that are perfect because it gets so hot.
Yeah,
a downside of these pants is that you can clearly see my dick print in certain poses.
Yeah.
I'm aware, and so I also wear compression shorts to minimize this effect. But I admit, it's still fairly obvious at times. This is a brag. This is just a long brag.
Yeah, wait, brag about your big old mushroom head.
Anyway, I've been attending this class for a while and have never had a problem. However, we had some new participants with the start of the new year, and as part of this influx, there is a few of yogis who told me the other day I should wear thicker pants because no one wants to see my junk during their yoga class.
You don't know that.
I thought that's why we went to yoga class.
I thought they were joking at first, but no, they were dead serious. I talked to the yoga instructor, and she confirmed that they had said something to her, but she had told them she didn't think there were a problem, and as long as we had a top and pants / shorts on, she would never tell someone what they could or couldn't wear. But now I'm second guessing myself. Should I wear different pants, even though they would be hotter, more uncomfortable? Or am I in the right for sticking with my current pants?
Hell yeah. For Women's History Month, we go hard on this one.
What is the problem with people seeing my dick?
I thought everybody liked that. I thought they wanted to see it.
I just, like, he's going to show up in, like, sweatpants. Like, thick old sweatpants that are very hot and uncomfortable. Like, no. Yeah. Also, it's a hot yoga class. Like, it's hot in the name.
I kind of feel like when you go to yoga class, like, there's a lot of positions where you can just really see a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
On everyone.
Yeah. I love the idea of going to a yoga class and that if it's, like, cold outside and then the girls get ready and I'm like, or heck, the guys, too. Let's fuck it. I'll
That's true.
And I'm like, tell on them. Like, I see 17 nipples out there. I know it's hot.
It's too many.
It's too many. And some of these pussies be sweating, and I can tell.
Well, I was going to say, like, when you're, like, bent over some of these yoga poses, I feel like you might be able to see someone's butthole.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, if you're doing the yoga right, you're in such pain and torture that it doesn't matter what other people are wearing. This is, like, an outside observer problem. Like, the people in the yoga class, they hate life so much. That it doesn't
they're
matter.
Crying. They can't see.
Yeah, people that do yoga, famously depressed. I think only the only reason why I would ever side against this fella is because gray sweatpants are like a meme. TikTok and shit.
I can see your dick through this.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know what it is with the gray ones versus like, I mean, it's because lighter, I'm sure. But like, I feel like I've worn, not me, because, you know, I'm whatever, you know. But I feel like the gray ones specifically in the wild are special at just really showing everybody if you're circumcised or not. But this fella wears compression shorts. I feel like that's enough. Even if he has a big, thick one.
Yeah, I feel like people need to be minding their own damn business in the yoga class. Don't be looking at people's ding-dongs and buttholes and stuff. Like, do your yoga.
Yeah.
Like, why are you looking at other people? Look at the instructor.
He should be so much pain for crying.
I've never disagreed with you as much as I do right now.
Let's hear it.
if you're, like, exposing yourself to people and they're complaining, fucking put it away.
Yeah. No, the thing is, the answer is, how about you get some black yoga pants? Like, that's the answer.
I would normally agree with you, Michael, but
yes.
He's been doing it for a long time. And then just one of these new cowards came in. So,
these yogis that are coming in, these new yogis that hate dicks.
You're going to see dicks.
Or something.
I don't know.
You're not exposing yourself, except for you are choosing to wear gray, which does mean you're exposing yourself.
I mean, once you've been warned, then I think, like,
I don't know.
What's like, the seal of, like, I'm going to pretend like nobody else will notice. And then once that seal has been broken, it's like, oh, they do notice. Then I will. Then you'll be embarrassed forever.
Sure.
And then never go back to that yoga class. That's what I say.
Run away.
Or counterpoint, you want everyone to know, and then you post about it on Am I the Asshole?
Anyways, here's some pics.
Here's some pics.
Do you guys, yeah, what some do you guys think? Pics.
You guys should.
Here's my OnlyFans.
I mean. I think it's a gray area, pun, in a lot of ways, because it's just like when you're doing these sorts of things, people should be ignoring you and manning their own damn business. But you're right.
Like, I've never been to yoga class, so I don't.
The biggest thing with yoga class, and I'm also substituting Pilates, is not farting.
Yeah, I was going to say, that should be the main thing everyone's concerned with. Like, and it's going
to
happen.
You're squeezing, you're stretching, and you're getting more relaxed. Like, we would go to one in college where they would, like, the last 10 minutes was just, like, dark, and we'd, like, take almost like a nap. And she would come by and put, like, she would anoint you with, like, oils, so to speak.
Wow. Okay. Christian yoga.
You went there. And I was like, I'm going to fall asleep, and I'm going to rip hard. So if you're doing yoga right, you're in constant pain, you're trying not to toot, and you're just paying attention to your own self. But yeah, like, I have to assume camel and moose toads are just a natural part of
rampant.
But I'm sure, you know, it's possible this guy absolutely needs to change his clothes. That's absolutely
Probable. I feel like I'm honestly kind of trying to picture this. I don't really feel
You're
like.
You're thinking of a dick?
Jennifer's like, sorry, I'm trying to picture a dick here. Let's see.
I don't know.
All right, I've got it in my mind now.
But how would a penis ever be able to be seen through a short? Like, no, that's right, baby. You keep saying that.
It's more that I don't know that you know, you honestly don't normally see dudes in leggings that much. Like, I like yoga, but I don't go to yoga class. I do yoga with Adrian, as I have talked about on this podcast before. So I don't know really like what yoga classes are like. So maybe people are wearing, maybe dudes are wearing leggings to the yoga class. I don't know, but I feel like I don't see that very much.
You know what? The other day, last year, I went to a couple of scuba shops, and I was like, do you have, like, basically yoga pants for men? Because I need them for scuba diving, and they didn't have them, because I want to protect myself from the jellyfish. But yes. I'm going scuba diving in the Atlantic in 2 weeks, and I bought essentially thick yoga pant.
Okay.
But my plan, I plan on wearing a bathing suit over them.
Well, right. Yeah. And that is the thing. It's like, could my dude wear little shorts on top?
Yeah, it has compression like shorts.
The little running shorts or something, if he's worried about it, and still it's wear like, the leggings underneath.
The compression shorts are going to pull all your shit together. So it's just going to look like a lump of stuff.
But that's already what he's doing, though.
That's what I'm saying. And that's why most people don't give a shit.
Right. I think mind your business. If you don't like something, close your eyes. Like, don't look at it.
It did just occur to me that I do have long underwear, and modern long underwear. I don't know if you know this, but you're living in the Arctic like yes. I do. It is basically it's thin leggings.
Yes.
And there was one time where I tried to wear them around the house, and then I quickly realized, wow.
My penis is out.
I hope the blinds are closed.
Someone's going to see you from outside and like report you for like public indecency.
Yeah, he's hanging full hog. Yeah.
That's the most relevant story I can think of.
It's hard out there for fellas, am I right?
I feel bad because leggings are great. I wear leggings every day of my life. Yeah. So I feel like everyone should be able to wear them. I think everyone should be able to wear them.
I feel like, yes, I get that. But also, like, no, we can't be comfortable. I guess I should speak for every male out there, but I have too much.
Go off.
I have too much shame and embarrassment.
I wear blue jeans all the time. All the time.
In the house, the lounge?
I'm wearing them right now.
Like on a Saturday, if you're not doing anything, it's like time for jeans.
I wake up and I put on my blue jeans.
Were you
walk downstairs.
Where is like the second if I have left my home and put on real clothes, the second I walk inside, I am putting on lounge clothes. I'm like, yeah. I do not wear hard pants inside my house.
I mean, some jeans are very comfortable, but they're not as comfortable as a sweating pant.
They're not as comfortable as a legging.
I don't wear jeans because I don't work on Wall Street. I'm not some business tycoon.
Yeah.
Running the railroads.
I wear gym shorts 24/7 in the snow.
I basically do. Like, if I put on my cargo shorts, my wife is like, well, you look fancy. You going out?
That's funny.
That rocks.
I mean,
whereas last night I was wearing shorts and Carly's like, I can see your legs. It's weird.
Put those away. You slut.
It's like seeing somebody wears glasses all the time suddenly wear contacts. Like, you gotta get people used to seeing the legs, and then it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta ease them in. So, like, roll up one pant one day, roll up another pant another day.
Yeah, start by wearing capris, and then go from there.
Yes. Yeah, wear shorts like Kevin Smith wears shorts, I assume.
Yeah, the big ones. I wonder if he does still wear big shorts.
I bet he does.
He's got to.
I feel like he's been holding it down for the big short boys for so long, but so I hope he still does.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, if you still wear that, let us know. I know you lost a lot of weight and everything.
I hope you're still wearing those big shorts.
Okay. I mean, that's probably like seven years ago. I have no fucking idea. Can I read the next one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are shadow people truly? I see them and other people do too, but they don't really do anything much in general other than being a prick and jump scaring, scaring me a lot, or being a weirdo and staring at me in the corner. Space, period. Anyways, what are they truly? Or space, question mark. Are they bad? Space, question mark. Are they good? Space, question mark. Oh, what are this?
Is he just talking about shadows?
The shadow people.
And
they're always fucking following me.
And they're always staring at me from a corner.
I think that this post is from a shadow person.
Yeah.
They're trying to pretend to be a human.
Weird grammar.
Do you think shadow people see us and think we're the shadow people?
Whoa. It's like the others.
Is that? Oh, man. That movie scared me so bad.
Which one's? Is that a M. Night Shyamalan?
God, I don't think so. It's got Nicole Kidman in it. It's got Nicole Kidman, and she thinks that she is experiencing ghosts, but guess what? She is the ghost.
Guess what?
Oh, no.
Spoilers for a 23-year-old movie.
She's the ghost.
You're just going to watch that.
It just came out on on YouTube movies for $2.99.
Yeah, under the category twists, subcategory are ghosts. you know, what are you going to do? What are we talking about? Shadow people? Really scared.
Are they good or the bad?
Do you guys see shadow people? I personally don't see shadow people.
I never see them.
I'm open to seeing them.
I'm not.
I don't really want to see a shadow. I feel like that sounds very scary.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, do you guys remember in the Peter Pan cartoon film
mm-hmm.
where, you know, Peter's shadow.
He has to nail it to his goddamn foot.
I definitely feel like that, like, was really stuck in my brain as a child. I don't want to see a shadow guy around.
No, thanks. I'm good.
Yeah. Shadows are scary. Do you guys ever have a life-size cutout of Master Chief and then it scares you every day?
How often does a Jun Spicar you?
Jun
Spicar.
I mean, if I put, like, a coat on the back of the chair the wrong way, I'm like,
yeah, exactly.
They're here.
And
they're
be scared about it for months and never do anything about it.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, so you guys know we're a big Halloween house, and we've all obviously got our skeletons and such outside. But more importantly, we have zombie guys hanging from the window, and every day I was scared by the zombie guys in the window.
I mean, they're so scary looking because it's the Halloween that I'm like, I'm so strong for not being scared of literally seeing flowing dead locks in my window trying to get in there.
Scary from in there. It's like someone's climbing
up
my house.
I mean, luckily they don't have faces.
It's biology. If you see like a human-sized thing that you're not expecting, it freaks you out.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
Yeah, isn't that like sort of what the Uncanny Valley is slash a tangent of what the Uncanny Valley is? It's like the closer it gets to being right is almost worse.
Right.
Because it's like we detect the differences.
Like,
if it's bad enough, it's like, oh, that's just like a painting. But
like, we can agree, like, mannequins are scary, right? Like, if you're in a store, in the store in the middle of the day, but if you're in the store at night and there's just mannequins,
that's scary.
But what if one of them bamboos and he's not a mannequin, it's a guy?
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Our stupid cave person brains, like, they just want to see a threat everywhere. That's why there's a sock on the floor, but you're like, a scorpion,
That happens to me all the time, but then, like, the one time the
scorpion
is a real, it's like, oh, that looks like a snake, but I know, like, it's just my brain playing tricks on me, and then it is a fucking snake. That's the worst.
Yeah. You live in snake
country.
You don't want that. I mean, I wish I could turn all that shit off and just go, because I don't need any of it. I never see shadow people. I never see snake. I never see scorpion.
There could be a snake here.
I can't watch scary movies because the shadows will get me. Like that, like okay, that, that is like my worst, that is the worst part about scary movies is then like all of a sudden the shadows come alive.
What are you saying?
I think Nick sees shadow people.
I see the shadow.
Yeah, Nick, he tells if they're good or bad.
They're bad. They're bad.
Wait, are they bad because they do bad things or just because they're just there?
No, they're okay. Scaring me is bad thing.
But the Master Chief is not bad.
He is at night.
Unless you're the Covenant, I guess. But
like, he can't make out if I'm Covenant or not in the dark, so he's going to shoot me.
You are tall. Yeah. God, I wish I could have pulled out what the elites race was. I'm so sick.
The Brutes?
No, they're elites. You know how the arbiter switch sides, and they're like,
yeah, hey, I thought they were brutes. I don't know.
I thought brutes were the apes.
Oh, maybe.
Pretty sure the brutes are the apes. What do you guys think?
Is this from a video game?
It's from Halo.
It's from Halo.
They're from the TV show Halo.
Zengali.
Master Chief is from Halo. I don't think I knew that.
It's from Halo and the Navy.
I feel like Can I miss something? I think I was in my brain combining like Solid Snake and Master Chief in real life. Those guys are from the same thing.
They would hate each other.
Come on. Snake is so cool. Master Chief?
He's not cool?
Master Chief's not cool. Solid Snake was born later, he'd be a Master Chief.
Probably.
No. No. It's pretty clear. One is Master Chief and one is Solid Snake because they have a very, very similar-ish origin story. Okay? If you're a dork, you become a Master Chief. If you're cool as hell, you become Solid Snake.
Okay.
Because you get stolen as a kid. They shove a whole bunch of bad genes in get stuff from dead people. I mean, Master Chief is like 8 feet tall. That part's cool.
Yeah.
But they're literally are both stolen kids.
No, it's like there's like Spartan programs, and then like was he the first successful one, or like he was part of the
He's like a new or like an old version or something like that. He's like a sweet spot version of the Master Chiefs,
because there's like other ones that are not as big, other Spartans, they're not as tall.
Most is because they all die.
They all look up to Master Chief figuratively and literally.
Uh-huh.
And Master Chief doesn't fight a Metal Gear at the end.
He kind of
does. I don't believe so.
Would Master Chief be scared of shadow people? Would he think they were good or bad?
Absolutely not.
Does Metal Gear Solid exist in the Halo universe?
I don't think so. But
I think Snake would be one with the shadow people.
There are probably literally shadow... I think there's actually shadow people in Metal Gear Solid. There's like a boss. I forget his name. But he like conjures up like ghosts and shit like that. So, yeah. So what Snake is rightfully cautious of shadow people. He's like, I just fought a bee man, and now this guy's putting ghosts in my fucking face.
What about that Metal Gear Solid battle where you have to switch the controller port so he can't guess your moves? That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
What?
Yeah.
In Metal Gear Solid 1, you had to take your controller out of port 1 and put it in port 2. Otherwise, Psycho Mantis would know all of your moves.
Yeah. And then he would read your memory card, and he'd just be like, oh, Castlevania, I see. Yeah. Cool. And at first, you're like, what the fuck? And then they made it look like your game crashed.
This would be so scary back in the day. I mean, like, mind-bending shit. This is like
1997, 99, some shit like that.
I'm glad I didn't play video games. If that happened to me, I would put it down and walk outside. And
I'm like, I gotta get my damn Bible.
I would be bringing the Bible and praying.
This guy, Psycho Mantis, knows I played Castlevania.
I want to say at one point, like, you have to contact somebody, and the only way to get the information is, like, the back of the box that it came in.
What?
I didn't do any of that shit, and I still beat the game, but I don't know how I did it. I must be built different. Or I did it and looked it up in Nintendo Power or something.
Yeah. What if it did that and it was like, look behind you, there's a shadow person behind you, and then there was.
That would be so scary.
That's like so many animes are like, I got sucked into the video game.
I would hate to be isekai'd into either of those worlds. Even though I'm all about community, I don't want to join like Outer Heaven or some shit like that.
Any scary video game.
I don't want to work too hard. Sorry to the listeners from like Black Rock and Halliburton and stuff like that. You know, you're our number one fan. Kissy kissy. But I don't want to be in a private military corporation.
Yeah, seems bad.
Yeah.
A PMC. But,
or to be like in a fantasy world where it's like you're going to be killed by an orc.
Yeah, that's the thing is like, oh, it'll be in Star Wars. Like, you're going to be the guy, you're going to be the kid with the broom, but you're not going to have the Jedi powers.
You're not going to be the hero Jedi.
Like, that's like one out of like 100 billion people. Like, they have to be the Jedi.
Yeah, you're just going to hang out and then get ran over by a space tram one day.
Yeah.
You have to clean the poop of the various fucked up creatures of Star Wars.
Yeah, you're going to have to clean up Wampa poo-poo.
Big as you are.
I think Broom Kid is probably a decent suggestion because it's like you still are force fucking sensitive and you're gonna use that lightly to goddamn sweep up a doo-doo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even if you are special,
I'm using my force push to push this poop pile around.
Yeah. Mom don't get him jacking it. Close his door.
Damn.
Shadow people. They're nice. I've been looking at the comments. Mm-hmm. No one has been super helpful because they've been very helpful by doing long paragraphs. And I'm not trying to read that stuff.
I'm not trying to read all this shit.
Can I read the next one?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Am I the asshole for walking in on my brother in the bathroom?
Let's hear him out.
I, female 18, live with my parents and my older brother, Max, male 22. Max and I share a bathroom, but he has an interesting habit, shall we say.
Oh, my God.
Now, I got nervous when I first started reading this. I will say, like,
I've seen this video.
Okay. I got nervous, but...
Don't worry. He's my stepbrother.
He uses the bathroom with the lights off and the door open.
That is pretty weird. What?
What? At first,
is he a shadow person?
Yeah, he is a shadow person.
At first, it was only late at night, which he claimed was because he doesn't want to ruin his sleep, which I guess I can understand.
That's real, because if you open your eyes too much when you get to pee at night, the sleep will come out of your eyes and you won't be able to go back to sleep.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with closing a door.
That's why you need the toilet bowl light thing.
Exactly.
But then it gets gross and you never want to change the battery, so it just sits
there. Yeah, because it's
where you're not going to touch that.
But it's grown beyond that, to the point where he just never turns the light on and never closes the door. I can't stress enough. There is no way to ever tell whether the bathroom is occupied or not by sight alone, unless you see Max walk into it. I've asked him to please just turn on the light or close the door so I don't risk walking in on him taking a dump. His response is that I should just knock before I go in. I think it's stupid of me to have to knock before walking into a bathroom whose lights are off and whose door is open. I talked to my parents about it, and they agree, but say they can't force him to do anything. He's too old.
Like, move out. He's fucking 22.
I'm a man. Yeah, you can't make me throw on a light when I go to the bathroom.
They got a point. He sounds big, too. I don't know.
You think it's big and big.
Yeah, he's peacocking the fuck out of his house.
Size. I took to knocking at first since I don't want to see him on the toilet under any circumstances. But I talked to my boyfriend about it, and his take is that I'm just reinforcing his behavior by knocking before going in. And to be honest, I agree with him. So I've stopped knocking. In my mind, an open door in a darkened bathroom means empty. I've never walked in on him intentionally, mind you, but I stopped caring about whether he might be in there. I've walked in on him a couple of times, and he's raised a big stick. Nice. That was in the post. About it. But I'm holding my ground. My parents have asked me to please just knock and not be petty. But I really feel justified here. Am I the asshole?
No.
No.
This is such crazy behavior because, like...
Yeah, I can't believe you just walk in on him like that. I'm glad you
know. How dare she? No, I don't know how you guys feel, but I think that, like, one of the top, like, scary things is the idea of someone walking in on you while you're in the bathroom, having a private moment.
Yeah.
Like, and I would do anything to keep someone from walking in on me. And this guy likes it.
Fucking talk about evolutionary fucking scorpion floor socks. Like... protecting yourself while you're dutying is like the most most important thing in the world.
Like, even animals do this.
Yeah.
Like, you know, doing dogs take a dump, they'll like look back and make sure you're watching over them.
Yeah.
Like, you got me? I gotta
I'm vulnerable here.
Deuce one out right now.
I mean he's 22.
Yeah, that's a man.
Fully like at first I was like, oh, you could just knock, and I was like, No, I would be like flipping the lights on as I go in.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
I would have my AirPods in and I would like piss on him. Like, sorry, I didn't see you. I was sleepy.
I feel like this is when you've got to start doing like not even malicious compliance. That's not even what like needs to happen. Like, if ever me, I feel like you should start like blowing an air horn into the bathroom when you go in.
Just wake everybody up in the house.
Hey.
Max. Maybe not in the nighttime, but like I was even thinking up, I will be real, like a smoke bomb or something. A poison did come to my mind. All but right. That's a little aggressive. But I'm,
throw a flashbang into the bathroom every single time before you go in.
I spent $3,000 on flashbangs this week.
I mean, probably Spencer's has got something for this, though, right? Sure. Something you could throw and it like smokes.
It's gonna break the fucking tile.
Just those little
the little pop guys things. You throw on the ground.
Oh, they're terrible.
Like a buck.
Yeah, he's gonna have to walk out of the bathroom.
Ooh, you could set up elaborate traps that are easily avoidable in the light. But right. In the dark, you're tripping, you're falling, you're smashing your head on the toilet, the whole thing.
Maybe he is afraid of the old water bucket above the doorway trick. If he never closes the door,
that's why he's traumatized.
Yeah,
I would just be around the corner and flip the light on. If you hear screams, then you know, like you can't go in there.
I mean, we all teach each other how to like mature and be humans. By like having various boundaries, or like someone stares at you and like, what the fuck are you doing? You'd be the asshole not to help him, right? Like,
yeah. Like, is he gonna go to a significant other's house and just be shitting the door open?
Right.
Or in-laws.
That's not.
Or what if you have fucking like neighbors over or like something like that? Whenever we have our friends over, I do have to catch myself like, oh, gotta close the door I'm pissing.
Because I do think that doing a little pee-pee with the door not fully closed, that's fine in your own home.
No, it's not.
Only
if you're home alone. And then the dog stares at you. And it's weird.
Well, that's the thing, Nick, is if I close the door all the way, the cats are going to scream outside the door. Fair. They want to come in and they want to have my back while I'm using the bathroom. So who am I to deny them?
Oh, wait, no. Like, not for cats, but for dogs you do. I get it for dogs, not for
the cats, they want to have my back. They want to watch me. They're helping me.
I mean,
my cat just has an open door policy. Like,
yeah,
just doors are not closed around him.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm coming in here.
So I talked about this thing before, and somebody was asking about it on Twitter or something about the Switch bots, and they are button pushers and like. Coolers, so it can mm-hmm. it can operate a light switch is mm-hmm. essentially the thing is but they have this new thing out, and it's a sensor, but it's not a motion sensor, it's actually a human sensor, so it can tell if a human is in the room or not.
Shadow person.
What about shadow person?
So for this sensor, you could literally like make a thing where like if somebody enters the bathroom, it will turn the light on. Like, he won't have a choice. Like, if you're in the bathroom, the light is on.
Like,
and if you're out of the bathroom, the light will be off. Because it will know if you're in.
Does it work on short people? Because this was a problem that I had in my old work office. Because they would the lights would think I was gone because I'm too short, I guess. It didn't notice me. So, and they would all turn off. It was very scary.
That's the thing that it sets out to solve. It's not a camera. It's not like motion detector.
Okay.
It's literally detecting if there is somebody in the room or not. By detecting
Imagine you just see it go on and no one's in there.
Yeah, Nick.
Scary.
What if that happens? The shadow people.
I think the only way it will turn off is if you're dead.
Whoa.
Is it seeking?
Imagine if that's how they found out in the Sixth Sense. Oh, like, damn. The light won't turn on.
Well, this just turn. I mean, I liked when I in my office when you're just like, I hate this. I just want to fucking die. And then you just go to the bathroom for like who knows how long,
like,
and all the lights would shut off. You're like,
okay,
I'm gonna handle this one. Oopsies.
I remember just like panicking and be like, oh, like waving my hand up above my head.
It's called the Aquera Presence Sensor FP2 MM Wave Radar Wired Motion Sensor Zone
Position. Hell?
So it uses MM wave radar, whatever the hell that is.
Marksman.
I got it so I could turn my my cool TV lights on. Uh-huh. Millimeter wave radar. Yeah.
I mean, I like it. I think that's cool.
It is cool.
I think this is too nice for the brother. The brother needs to be punished more.
Yeah, the brother needs to be punished. Like, he's a jackass sort of situation.
Punished.
Well, no, it is punishing him because he wants to go in there without the light on so he can preserve his night vision. And you're ruining it by turning on the lights every time he goes in. The other option,
what if you
don't want to set up this elaborate scheme, is to watch his room, watch when he goes to the bathroom every night, and then turn the lights on every time he goes in there until he learns to close the door.
I think that'd be pretty funny.
What if instead of like knocking on the bathroom door, you just go into his room to see if he's there?
What if you what if you go to the bathroom on in his room?
Yeah, go pee pee.
You're 18. Maybe you should move out. Maybe you can leave this situation completely. Because like, clearly Max is here forever.
Yeah, Max has staked his claim. And, you know, I don't think we could tell him what to do. He's kind
of
won.
Yeah, it is a display of dominance for sure to be like, I'm shitting with the door. Because, again, can we go back to that part of it? Because I feel like that is so, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, socially maladaptive?
Yeah.
To, like, it's like something's wrong with you.
Right. You're a sociopath.
That you're okay with this. Like, it's not a good sign.
What if you just turn on the lights and stare him in the eyes while he's going to the bathroom?
Well, that's what I was
going to
say.
And refuse to leave.
stare. But then you got to be in there with your doo-doo brother. That's not fun.
Well, I mean, like,
do that.
I don't know. Get your mom to do it.
Mom, go look at Max naked.
No. I would come in with my phone out, recording video every time.
Hey, yo, it's my TikTok series where I do my makeup. Oh, no, it's
my nude shitty brother.
It's my
dude. I don't know. Okay, I don't know why I assumed he was nude. I did.
My brother takes all his clothes off to go to the bathroom.
It is. Some people do that, apparently. But I also think he's crazy.
He's standing on top of the bowl of the toilet. Doodling. Yeah, and I also think he's pooping every time, but I guess
because otherwise it was just pee-pee, he would be there for like 2 seconds and be gone.
Because I know that like some families, you know, if they can have enough of their back, they'll leave the door open as they stand and pee, which I think is savagery, but
I mean, like, a lot of women don't know this, like, that's how the men's restroom is. It's like you can just see everyone peeing.
Yeah, I think that's messed up.
We have one toilet in the center, and we all stay in a circle. And
that's the
dude.
That's the
Yeah.
And we high five, and
we
tell sports.
We call it the hole.
Yeah, we compete in the hole. We talk about sports. And
there are, in old sporting venues, there are just, like, troughs.
The trough, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely disgusting.
It's, like, kind of a, like, you know, a communal grounds for men. And you could say, that first half was travesty.
Yeah, you kind of have to watch the entire series of Band of Brothers to kind of understand our bathroom habits and, like, what it means, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, it's a pretty big deal, you know, to be a guy.
Like, I do feel like in the trenches, they probably did have to shit in front of each other.
Right, that's shit to them immediately.
And they call it the head because it's shaped like the last president's head. That they didn't like in the war.
That's true. You have to piss on the guy that lost. That's
so
true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a scene in Band of Brothers where it's cold, so they all stand around a fire and pee in it, or like near it. And I'm like,
you're going to see each other's willies. I couldn't do that. I could never go to war. War is hell.
That's the reason.
It's like, that's the reason I couldn't go to war. I can't be peeing in front of people.
Oh, man.
Killing people.
I would have gone to the hospital wing of the military because I got the pee disease.
Yeah, if I got captured,
toxic shock or something.
Yeah. You get diagnosed with a shy bladder. And yeah, you get out of
being some guys have flat foot. That's how they dodge the trap. Me, I'm like, I'm too scared to pee.
Don't make me go to the Western Front, please.
Please no. I would carry a special card that if I got captured by the enemy, it'd be like, you have to give this special boy a special bathroom.
Did you see that on Twitter? Dude. Okay, that was a thing. Yeah, someone had a card that's like,
I'm number one shitter.
I am the world's number one shitter.
It's basically like a homemade card that's like, let this person use the bathroom. It's an emergency.
I got doo-doo problems.
And he got really mad that his made-up fucking card didn't work at
which wherever. Like, you know, I have empathy because you know, sometimes you got an emergency situation, like if you're out in public.
I may be a boot camp and this may be hell week drill sergeant, but that doesn't change the fact that I only go to the bathroom in the nurse's office.
Sergeant, I can't help but notice we're more than 4 hours away from base. It's gonna be dark by the time I walk back, so and I don't want to walk back by myself. I'm scared.
You say we're driving there? Does the truck have a bathroom? No, then I'm not going. Thank
we're not taking an RV. Fuck you.
See, and I feel like everything that we're saying right now is just going to show our the anxieties around using the bathroom. And this guy is just going the damn door open.
Well, like, sometimes we have said, like, this person is objectively wrong. They should be shot. That being said, we should, each and every one of us should take a little spoonful of what they got just to like get a little bit of, like, you know.
I think everyone should be even more ashamed to go to the bathroom. Okay. I don't want to know about all that.
Yeah, baths are bad. Don't
as far as I know, nobody else it goes to the bathroom. Like,
what are you talking about?
It's a shameful thing that only I do. Like, I don't think about anybody
else. I do it all the fucking time. I'll tell you what.
Everybody poops.
I think that I'm back on punishing the brother now. I'm mad at him again. I think that she should lay a trap of mini little Legos and die, you know, four-sided die and like jacks. Is that what I'm like?
Sure. Yeah. Jacks. We'll play jacks.
You know, anything sharp and bad. Just put it right I'm saying, like, there. Just do
pull a full on Johnny Knoxville and put like pneumatic fucking tubes and pressure like that.
Yes.
Blow that man up.
Or do a classic and put a saran wrap on the toilet.
Yes. Oh, that's so a good one.
And he'll sit down and the doo-doo will go on the saran wrap and then maybe he'll learn his lesson. He needs to turn the light on to see what's going on.
I didn't know where to put the saran wrap, so I did it there. If you turn the light on, you'd see it.
Yeah.
But you don't want to punish the not turn the light on. It's the door part.
And that's true. If he wants the light off in there, that's his business, yeah. I suppose.
If he closed the door, he could have it as dark as he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whatever the hell he wants to do in there.
Because
it's too dark once he closes the door.
Right, he's not going to be able to see what he's doing.
I don't know how to get out.
help me.
I would hire like a marching band every single time I figured out he's there and then just invite them on or like the Property Brothers or someone to...
Maybe there's a song you could play that's really annoying every single time he does this and just, like, I don't know, just blast it.
Just put a...
What if you put a buy a gun?
And shoot it in his feet.
Let's hear him out.
And then be like, if you do this again, I'm going to shoot you.
Okay. And by her parents' logic, it's like, well, you warned him.
Exactly. Yeah,
we can't... make you not buy a gun and shoot your brother.
Exactly.
Just so you know, I'm going to be shooting at the toilet every night. And if you're in there, it's on you.
Yeah. I'm walking in and shooting.
Wildly.
So walking in and blasting.
Well, I got my damn Odachi ready. I'm going to swing all over the goddamn place. I saw gremlins and I'm afraid of it. So I got to swing that fucker all the way around.
I truly am just imagining like shooting at like someone's feet, like a Western. They're like, yeah, whoa, you know.
I'm pooping here.
Hey, I'm the fastest shitter in the West. No, I'm not. I'm slow, but still, get up.
and like again, like I do, I as you guys said, if you want to shit in the dark, whatever, do your thing, brother. Yeah. But you gotta close the door. Because I will say, like, personally, I don't know if anyone else will delight in this, but I like a shower in the dark sometimes.
I absolutely follow the I don't want to be woken up thing. So that's why I started sitting down to pee if I wake up and it's too dark. So I don't have to do my echolocation. Sure is quiet and my feet are wet.
They make very gentle nightlights that you can put in your bathroom. That's what we have.
Mm-hmm. We probably should do that, but it's fine. I can just feel around. That's I'm blind anyway, because if I get up in the night, I don't have my glasses on. I can't see anything.
Yeah.
So I'm used to walking around by feel.
But what if you actually go?
No, that's what the sleep will get out. The sleep will get out if I open my eyes too
much.
What if
you go to the bathroom on the trash can on accident because you're just like looking for a round thing?
Nah, man.
Like
our
bathrooms are very small, so. There's only one place you could sit. Mm. It's the toilet.
I mean, this is like how I ended up using body wash or shampoo for a really long time in the shower because I couldn't read what I was using. But no, it's working out. I haven't had any accidents, so
no accidents.
Well, I think it's easier for women to not have an accident because guys have to stand up. Tim, you were saying
you don't have to. You got guys. You can honestly, we can all sit when we pee. Okay,
but also, who's dumping out in the middle of the night? Like, get your schedule right.
That is true. That's like, what if I eat a pizza?
Shit! I did it again. I gotta go. I gotta get out of here. Help me. No problem. If it's that bad, I'll wake Jennifer up. I'm like,
Don't go in there.
Can you hold my hand? I'll
be in there for a while. Or else Jennifer will toddle her way in there and sit on me. She can't see.
I feel like that has happened where I've gotten up to pee and you were already in the bathroom and I did get scared before. Because I was just so asleep, I didn't realize that you weren't in bed beside me. Mm-hmm. That has happened, I feel like.
Yeah, it's happened to me where, like, I won't realize Diana has gotten up to go to the bathroom, and then I'll just hear somebody in the bathroom and say, "Who the fuck is in the bathroom?"
Who's in my bathroom?
Shadow. That's good.
Yeah, I'm pretty worried about this guy, though. I feel like he might turn out to be like a mass murderer or something, because this is very antisocial behavior.
Yep, absolutely.
Close the damn door when you're pooping.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's weird.
Shall we talk about things for which made us happy?
Yeah. Sure.
I'll go first. I started playing a game called Balatro. Have all you jabronis heard of Balatro?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I just got it today.
Hell yeah. So Balatro is a card.
Oh, that game.
Yeah, roguelike. What? But it's completely different than all of those because you're trying to beat certain scores using poker hands.
Yeah.
So if it's like a flush, it's like, okay, you start with 30 points times four, but it counts each of the cards. So yada, 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 adds up all the cards. And then based on their like scoring system, which is vaguely based on poker, right? Like, okay, flush is more powerful than straight. Royal flush, more powerful, four of a kind, better, yada, yada, yada. All that stuff basically rolls it into you are trying to beat what they call blinds. So in order to get farther, you got to play bigger and bigger hands that give you more points. And that's where the weirdness comes in because they have all these modifiers. So they have these jokers, which do all sorts of wild things. Like right now, I'm using one that for every king in my hand that is not played, it multiplies my total score at the end. And every single heart that I play, I get more points. And I've used all these other things to make it so my deck is like 45 hearts and no spades. And you can like destroy cards, add cards, edit cards. It's kind of hard to understand at first because you're just kind of doing poker and not a lot is like weird about it. But as you play more, you unlock stranger and stranger jokers and like mechanics and things of that nature in order to edit your 52 card deck. And it's really, really fun. Check it out. It's crazy addicting. The music's really, really, really nice. And it just is like such a smart and elegantly made video game. I play it on my Steam Deck, and it's perfect on that thing.
Yeah.
Balatro.
Nice. Tim and I, watched a film yesterday called Poor Things.
Oh, and I started watching that because
you're
winning Poor Things.
Enjoyed it very much, but I do have to say there's a lot of fucking in it and a lot of nudity in it. I do feel like it's definitely sort of looking for. Just be aware. It's a controversial kind of movie.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I really liked it a lot. I thought it was awesome.
It's like a Frankenstein thing.
Basically. It is. It's like fucked up girl Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. And I really liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I thought Emma Stone was amazing in it.
Yeah.
She won the Oscar.
Yeah.
Which is like, have you guys seen the video of her face when she won? Yeah. It was so funny because she was like, no, it should have gone to Lily Gladstone. Like, she immediately knew, like, oh man, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think she deserves, like, in a vacuum, I think she deserves an Oscar.
It's not that she doesn't deserve it, it's just that. Like Lily Gladstone should have gotten.
Something. I just think Lily Gladstone should have been in her movie more, is my opinion.
Yeah.
That's a note for you, Scorsese. So call me next time. That's my only thing. I don't give a fuck because Oscars are fake, but whatever.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I just like don't.
Because Lily Gladstone's not in that movie a lot and she's sick for like the last half of it.
Yeah, true.
But, she did great.
I'm not trying to think, like, Scorsese. She's the best part of it.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
Yeah, Poor Things is on Hulu. And I if you want to watch a weird movie, that's it.
Weird is,
you should watch it.
The way to describe that for sure.
Yeah, very weird. Lots of sex, girl Frankenstein.
Yeah, and it's obviously like a weird world because like the sky's different.
Yes, like yes, yes. Like, I don't know what was going on. I need to like read some more, like read some
it's
stuff
a book,
about
I
it.
Think.
Okay.
Oh, is it?
I think I want to.
Yeah, I saw some people talk about like, oh, other movie had better things to say about blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't know what this movie was saying at all. I mean, I have some assumptions, but even from
I thought
like,
the book was that, very different in that it was all words written in order. And not
and it was it invisible
were there
at
pictures
all.
Pictures that moved or anything? Or?
That's why I thought. That's my take on what it was different.
But yeah, I didn't realize how much Mark Ruffalo was in the movie. He's very good at it as well. Yeah, I feel like Poor Things is about like people, men like women when they think they can control them. And then when they find out they can't, they're not as much of a fan.
Sure.
1992 novel.
Now I'm curious. I'm going to have to read the damn book.
Nick, do you want to go next?
No, or shall I go next?
Okay. Tim, have you already done, did you already talk about Against the Storm on here?
No, I've actually never played it Against the Storm.
Oh, really? Okay.
I know I love it. I know
I think you would like it.
It's one of those games that is have entered the break in case of emergency tier of games. I know I'd love it.
Yeah. It is one of them games. You got little men and little ladies and little other people, and they're just building little buildings, and those buildings let you, you know, harvest things and what for, and then you can, and there's a, but it's cool. The way that it's different is that it is, it's more bite sized. So like you like win a mission and then you go and build a new little camp and then you win and you go on. And
yeah. I've played Warcraft too. I know what you're talking about.
It is. And it feels a lot like war. It is very Warcrafty. It's like the scale is very Warcrafty. But I've been having a lot of fun with it. It's been, it's pretty good.
It's like a Warcraft 3 if it was like a roguelike, right?
Yeah, but it's like, but there is like an overarching thing. Like if you, because you're just basically there's like this evil queen kind of that you're trying to like, I don't know, she's like your master essentially, and you're trying to like send her goods and things like that.
Oh, fun.
And like if you like fuck up, it's just like you lose, and then you piss her off a little bit more, and then you have to go and try again kind of thing. So it is kind of roguelike-y, but it is also like there's kind of like an overarching
roguelike-y.
Yes.
It's 35% off right now on Steam.
Yes.
Is it still in early access or
I don't know.
Don't see
it. Because my buds were playing it a lot in early access, and maybe that's what I was waiting for, but I don't know. It looks the game looks amazing. I
think it's well done.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I guess I will talk about, since nobody else brought it up, Dune 2.
I actually fully forgot. I was like, damn, I guess I could have said Dune. But
yeah, Dune 2 is the second Dune movie, and as I understand it, it finishes off the first book. I don't know. Well, it is a lot more, it has a lot more action than the first.
It's more of a movie than the first one.
Yeah. Yes. First one is like vibes and setting the scene. And I feel like the pace of this one was like pretty, like it didn't feel like it was almost 3 hours long. Yeah. It was like going the whole time.
Yeah, that is true. I really enjoyed the first one. So I can't come at it from a perspective of like, oh, the first one wasn't good. But I like,
yeah, I still like the first
one. I enjoyed the vibes and the world building and like, and I was very confused. I never read the book. but the second one just fucking goes ham. Like with what's going on and then like the fighting and like and
the Paul worms
and worms and the leeson and like all that crap and I don't know, I really enjoyed it. What did you guys think?
I loved it. Yeah. I thought it was great. I maybe want to go back and reread the book because I have read the book, but it's been a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I would like to actually read it now as a more adult brain person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's like it succeeds as more of a like plot based film, right? Where and they do like a really good job of taking that second chunk of the book and turning it into like a legitimate, interesting sort of like rise to power type situation, training of the hero, so to speak, while there's stakes and introducing new characters and things like that. Yeah, like I said, I think the first one exists in a great way as a movie in the sense that like, sometimes movies are all about just like watching a fucking ocean and a guy staring at it for 7 minutes. And that's perfect. But this felt very much more like an action movie while still keeping all the, you know, vibes of the first
one. They're like, you gotta drink this blue juice that kills you, unless it doesn't.
Not much of a spoiler, but like, this movie picks up right where this first one leaves off. Like, it's like immediate.
Yeah, that's true. It does.
Yeah, because they don't even tell you anything. They're like, who's that dead guy?
Oh, yeah, the guy.
Yeah, it's not a spoiler to say it picks up right where left.
I'm glad I rewatched the first one before seeing the second one.
I should have, yeah.
I liked it.
We'll have to do a double feature.
But I didn't like it as much as you guys did.
What?
You don't like art or worms?
Yeah, I hate art.
Yeah, this guy hates worms.
He's too afraid of them.
I mean, worms
are terrifying.
He doesn't
like it when... With a world where there's powerful witch women in
there. I don't like that.
That have the voice.
I actually, so, okay, you guys are probably going to disagree with me, but Timothy Chalamet, what's his name?
Yeah, Chalamet.
He's just too pretty and little and flimsy. Like,
I understand where you're coming from, but I think that Paul was like that in the book, though.
Believe him.
Okay, Michael, this is fucking short king erasure. Just because you're tall as hell doesn't mean we're not out here causing genocides and wars and blowing up like oil refineries and shit.
It's not the tallness. It's the willowiness. It's the flimsiness.
Oh, you watch it, sir. You watch your fucking mouth.
Michael doesn't want to see a pretty boy in charge of Arrakis.
No. Michael's literally saying a twink could never.
A twink could never beat rule Arrakis.
Zendaya is just so
much
cooler.
You're Baron Harkonnen as hell.
like Zendaya, I believe, as the tough one. But
I was seeing some discourse that Zendaya is the main character of this movie, not Paul.
Yeah,
I think that's okay.
I'd be fine with that.
So, Michael, what if he had a cool scar over his eye?
That's what he chomped. He needs a bit of a rind on him, if you know what I'm saying.
He has no rind on him.
He has zero rind.
He doesn't even have rind on him at the end of the film, which he should. That's the only part I didn't like. I'm like, let him get a little tan. Let him get a little fucked up.
It's great. It's long. But very well done.
There have been.
I like when they use the voice because it just made me giggle like the whole time. I'm just thinking about me using the voice like, give me some fresh fries.
There are so many TikToks of like girls with like big head, like blankets over their head and like a cereal box on their head, like going to their boyfriends and be like, take me to Target.
Wait, Nick, can you please send me? I want to see those. That sounds very funny. I do feel like the Dune posts online have been very good. That, like, just like the where people just make people's eyes blue and make them have the like stilted nose thing on. There's one of Kurt from Glee, and it's just the fucking Dune music while it just like zooms in on Kurt's face with the blue eyes. And that's like honestly, while I was watching it, I just was like, I had to like kind of. Like I would just keep thinking about it and like almost laughing in the movie because I was thinking about Kurt with the blue eyes from the
Michael's
Spice.
Like Kurt could never be a dude. Yeah.
Okay, but I do feel like Kurt would die immediately.
Yeah.
On Arrakis.
How about Elvis just doing a perfect impression?
Freak ass Elvis
Harkonnen in that movie. That was fucking crazy.
I don't want to spoil like one of the best lines of the movie, but like the like final scene. Between us two, when he says the one thing, and then he's like,
"Yeah,
what?" I'm gonna say it back.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm excited.
You
to
know
ask
what you're talking. You know what I'm talking.
I'll know when I hear it. But
yeah, a lot of just like good acting in it. Like I can understand people who don't love it, but it's like if it is your shit, it's gonna be so your shit. You know what I mean?
And I also don't think you can use it like, oh, if you didn't like the. I think. It's possible if you did not like the first one, you would like this one.
Right.
I don't know.
I think if you like the first one, you will definitely like the second one.
Yeah.
I mostly feel like people. Sorry. I feel like people that have read all the books are like, nah, like none of this shit matters. Like,
well, yeah, they jump like 8,000 years
in
the future.
Anything is possible, and I love it. Sorry, Michael, what were you saying?
I was just going to say it was a visual a feast, even
towards,
though it was a whole lot of brown. But, like, man, the when they were on the Black Sun planet.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I thought I lost my color vision. I didn't know what was going on.
I'm like, this place sucks. Don't worry, everybody here's a asshole freak.
I almost got kicked out of the theater because I made them turn up the contrast 5 times. I started screaming. Like, hey, can't see shit.
What's going on here? I bought the Lego Dune helicopter.
Ornithopter.
I bought that thing.
Helicopter. Hell yeah, baby! Because that's the only thing. Like, I am honestly such I'm so weak for it. Was like, get this. They got a thing that's like a helicopter. But it's called an ornithopter.
It has wings.
She's just different here. Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah, that one orb ship at the end. Michael, fuck you.
Oh my god, those ships are so cool. Even though they don't got computers, that's the thing. It's like the big thing in Dune is like they don't have like technology.
They have people instead of computers.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, they got Mintats.
They have that one guy who just shows funny videos to you. Like, that guy's the best.
I love that guy.
That's what I would be in the Dune universe. Well, I would just like tell everyone funny stuff
because it's like 20,000 years in the future. So.
Man falls downstairs. That's a good
woman
one.
Woman slips on grapes.
I would love to see the Harkonnen jester like just chopping someone's head off. Like,
yeah, I don't know if I do want to see it because it's.
It'll be dark. We should wrap up.
Those Harkonnens are fucked. Okay, yeah, Tim wants to play Magic now. Well, thank you guys for joining us for the podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at AskYourInternet. You can follow our editor, Steven, at @the_baddm. And you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can follow me on Twitter. It's a twink safe zone over at Tim Lanning. I support you. And I think you can do any crimes that you want to. That's Tim Lanning on Twitter. I got a little link tree thingy that you can click on to get all my other content for you to sup upon.
And for you burly boys out there, join me over at Thrifty Nerd.
And I'm on a Bristow.
Thank you, everyone. Until next time, sincerely, dear Internet.
You see that thing? He's like, would you punch me for $1 billion? And he's like, $1 billion? I'm gonna run over you with my car.
Yeah, listen, I pay for you to go to the doctor afterward.
Well, and how hard are we? It's a punch.
And he's like, I'd punch you in the face for $40.
Yeah, I'm gonna say $50. I would definitely punch someone for $50.
I guess if, like, to get it crazy, like, would I punch Jennifer? But the stipulation would be a third party has to record it, and it has to look like it just happened.
And it has to be – it has to hit a certain level of hardness.
Certain level of hardness.
Like it has to register – like the carnival game where you punch and it tells you how hard.
Scott
like,
lose at least a tooth.
Yeah. Like when, if and, I punched
and
you
– And will I know that it's happening, or are you just going to punch me out of nowhere?
For $1 billion, I don't think you have to know.
Yeah, I think it's – you kind of got – you don't want to – because again – part of it is it's going to leak that I punched you in the face.
You're
a billionaire. What does it matter? Why
you it is for $1 billion. Yeah. For some reason, my brain was thinking we're going to do this for $50. And I'm like, damn, okay.
Like, I guess I'll do it for $50.
Okay.
I know a better way to make $50. I'll tell you what.
I would chop you in the chest really hard for free because I just wanted to.
I will pay you $2. Yeah. I mean, if I hit you, it hurt. But I'd also probably break my wrist.
Yeah. It would hurt you. Yeah, it hurt you both. Think about it.